Number seven, track your progress so you have a reference point. This can also motivate you to do more and determine where you are or aren't making progress. Number eight, keep it musical. Don't forget to try your new skills. For example, if you just ran the pentatonic scale 12 times with no errors, try to do something musical with it. Perhaps load up a drum track and noodle away with those notes that you just learned. Come up with an interesting riff in time to rhythm, for example. Number nine, always be thinking about hand position and fret noise. Number 10, don't abandon concepts and move on too quickly. For example, ask yourself, is there more to this scale? It's great that you can run a scale, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can solo with it. Remember, every note counts. Consider what each note sounds like with and without bends, vibrato, etc. So think about the note on its own, what it sounds like. Number 11, don't forget there's a difference between noodling and practicing. For more information on this topic, please refer to the article, Noodling versus Practicing. Is there a difference? You can find this article on my resources page. Thanks for listening. And remember, focused practice can make the difference in your guitar playing progress.